Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspiring business performance.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Don't forget to check out my new website, ageofthecustomer.com, which is where you can find out more about my new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. It's a book I wrote for you. Elise Benin is our guest, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Don't know what we would do without her. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of a number of books on helping, especially helping freelancers put their best foot forward and get their businesses off the ground and successful. And she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Elise, freelancers. Tell the audience what a freelancer is.
Well, it's actually, the definition is a bit of a moving target at the moment. I see freelancers as essentially anyone who is a one-person business, yeah, officially self-employed, with the freedom to choose who they want to work with and what they want to do. And sometimes that means subcontracting to other people or leading a virtual team. And sometimes it just means working independently.
Consulting.
Could be consulting. It's very wide-ranging, actually, but it's usually offering services as opposed to products.
Yeah, exactly. No, that is the one distinction. Whether you call yourself an independent contractor, a freelancer, a consultant, or whatever, the typical thing is you're offering your capability, your personal capability, and even, you know, if you grow. You grow by bringing on more people and aggregating their capability and offering that to your customers and clients. So I agree with that. All right. So what are you seeing out there these days in the free? And by the way, folks, there are millions of people in this category. This isn't some esoteric group of folks. There are millions of these people, and they're a big part of the economy. And I'll tell you something else, Elise. You know, at one point in time, I was a freelancer because I had my own consulting company, and I was a party of one for several years. I had my own company, and I was all by myself. And I was very successful because I had lots of clients. I had people who wanted me to help them, and I did help them. But I considered myself to be a business owner. I owned a consulting company, but in the strict sense of the word, I was a freelancer.
Yes, and I think, as you say, there are millions of people. By the freelancers' unions count, a third of the workforce is in this category and growing.
That's
right,
so,
because
so folks,
a lot of
yeah.
Folks,
so that's like 50 million people, folks. We've got about 150 million people, workers in America. That's exactly right. Tell us about some of the issues that freelancers are faced with these days. What do they need help with?
Well, one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is how does a freelancer grow? Because, when a company wants to grow, they add services, they introduce their services or products to a new market.
Right.
You know, there are lots of very clear things a company can do to
branch out and get bigger.
Mm-hmm, or buy another company, lots of things. But what exactly what are the options for growth when it comes to a freelancer? That's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah, have you come up to any conclusions?
Well, I mean, I think there are three main ones. One is, get bigger, add people, get help, whether it means hiring people and becoming a small business or leading a virtual team where you are all independent. Those are two variations, and that second one is also growing. I know a lot more people doing that. There is also...
Then you become, at that point in time, though, you personally become less of a freelancer and more of a manager.
Yes.
And that kind of growth, whether you do that or not, whether you're attracted to that or not, will depend on how much you love being a freelancer and how much you really would rather be a manager.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I find that some people, because of past corporate experience, perhaps have a negative impression of what it would mean to be a manager.
Right.
And so don't go in that direction. But others who do, almost by accident, and find, oh, this is not at all what I thought it was going to be,
right.
And I have a lot more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Creativity.
When we come back, I've got another way to think about growing as a freelancer that Elise and I will explore, including some other thoughts from her. And it's almost 20 till. Elise Bennett and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.